This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. And I really mean it. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just, you know, just being part of it. And you got to, as I've been watching what's going on with AOC. I know, I jump right into it. You guys, and people get mad at me. Go into the website, therealside.com. My book is there. My T-shirts are there. Coffee mugs are there. Anything you can do to support the show would be wonderful and great. You can actually click on the donate button. That would be good, too. Few bucks here, few bucks there. All helps. You know, I'd like to buy some new shirts. Can't do that until you start sending me some money. But head over to the website and check us out. Check out the stories. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with it, okay? The AOC is making a big hit, right? And it's almost like now being in Congress is like a game show. What is it? What was that game show? America's Got Talent or something like that? It's almost like that game show. And I don't understand it. I don't understand what we've raised, what we've done to these kids. They don't know about the Constitution. They don't know how it works. I mean, I don't know if AOC thought that she just went there and she started pounding laws up there or pounding out bills and people would sign them and it would happen. That'd be the end of it. She actually believes that she has President Trump scared because he's talking more about socialism. I mean, she actually believes that. You really think a guy like that is afraid of her? Half the time, I'm not so sure she knows what planet she's on. But give it some real thought. And this is what your sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, grandsons, granddaughters might be like. I don't know. I don't know you. But you need to be on it. You need to be pounding it home, if you would. And it's up to us. I think I said it the other night. It shouldn't take a village to raise a kid. Parents should do their jobs. But if they can't, if there's things going on in their lives that prohibit them from doing what they actually need to do, then, yeah, we can jump in and help. No reason why we can't. And not just jump in and help. We should jump in and help. Who better than people of solid moral values to do that? You see a young one that needs help, don't be the one that kicks him to the curb. Be the one that reaches out and helps him. You know, it was funny. I heard something today on the radio, and it dawned on me. I do this every year. So every year, you know, at the end of February, I go back to D.C. We broadcast from CPAC, the conservative PAC, and I get a kick out of it because I talk to the doormen, we talk to the waiters, waitresses, service people, whatever they're called these days, and we find the same thing. The ones, and it's not because of money, because somebody goes, "Yeah, it's because you have so much money, more money than we do." Yeah, okay, whatever. the better tippers are the conservatives. Sorry, but it's true. They'll talk about how the progressives will sit there for hours. I mean hours. And talk about their plan and what they're going to do and all this other fun stuff. And then they turn around. And the tip is, you know, joke in my day was don't take any wooden nickels. But the trip now, or the tip is, you know, stay away from those conservatives. Stay away from this. Don't vote for this. Make sure you hate Trump. That's their tip now. It's crazy. It's asinine. So why? So it's up to us to reach these people. Because, again, as I said, the doorman was hilarious about it. He says, no, they're cheap. And a lot of times they're bossy. I thought we were the bad people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. Venezuelan socialist socialism victims, whatever you want to call them, they've sent a message to American socialists, right? And what's funny to me, when I'm not surprised anymore. As the years have gone on while I've been doing the show and that kind of thing, I'm not surprised anymore because when I hear some of the crazy stuff that our kids believe, our young people believe, I know what we're teaching them in school. Then I hear this stuff, and it's because there's nobody in the house anymore, gentlemen, ladies. There's nobody in the house anymore from World War II or the Vietnam War or that's telling them about what's going on, what they've seen in communist countries or socialist countries for that matter. No teacher, or maybe 2 out of every 100, is going to sit there and show you the ills or teach you the ills or move you through the ills of socialism in school. You're not going to hear that in history class. Because it's what they want. It's what they believe works. Which is really funny because most of them wouldn't be teaching in a socialist society. You don't get to decide what you do. They give you an aptitude test and they decide where you're going to go, how you're going to be trained, what you're going to learn, what you're going to do for government. It's not a secret. Everybody's been watching Venezuela, right? Millions have been protesting in opposition of the socialist leader, Maduro. I mean, think about this. He got reelected, right? People are rioting in the streets. People are starving to death. They're stealing trucks outside the city. They're eating their own animals. And they can't afford to bury the dead, so they're leaving them by City Hall. And you're telling me that the president won by an overwhelming margin? Yeah. Okay. We'll be back in a minute. Ponder that for a while. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the real side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back.
And he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you around. Otherwise, I'd be talking to myself. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being involved, being engaged, being part of. I do appreciate it. Anyway, always, again, you got to get involved, you got to get engaged. And that doesn't always mean that you're, you know, you're in the mix on a regular basis, that you're fighting the fight at someone's office, some congressional office or what have you. But what it really means is that you're watching what's happening in community. Take a little chunk at a time. Watch what's going on in your community. How can you help? How can you shore up a young person? How can you help a young person? You know, go to the city council. Make them uncomfortable to see you there. Right? You don't always have to be, you know, when they see you walk in the room, you want them to think, oh, my God, what did we do wrong now, right? Or so-and-so is going to be watching. We have to watch what we do, say, whatever. You want to hold their feet to the fire. So I was telling you before the break that you've got the, you're watching Venezuela, you're watching what's going on. And, you know, you've got our young people that we've taught improperly. They think that socialism is the way to go. It's not. And President Trump, I mean, I loved his line, you know, at the State of the Union. He's warning people in this country that the United States is not, reaffirming that we are not a socialist nation. As Obama reaffirmed that we were not a Christian nation, right? And his line specifically, tonight, we renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country. And guess who sat on their hands? The Democrats. So apparently, they're not on board with that. Socialism has been on the rise on college campuses across the country for a decade plus. But I mean, when I say, you know, years gone by, it was sold to a few here and there. But the kids are starting to believe, and they don't really understand what socialism is. They kind of think everybody's going to be taken care of. The government will take care of them when they retire. They'll have money for every kid. You know, look at the European lifestyles. No pressure. You go to work, right? You don't need a whole bunch of money to leave. The government tells you where to live, how to live, when to live, what career you're going to have. To a degree, not everywhere in Europe. I get it. But and then when you retire, you know, you won't be homeless, so to speak. Government will take you. You may have to live in a place that you wouldn't want your enemy to live in, but they'll take care of you. According to Gallup, the majority of Democrats view socialism much more favorable than capitalism. My God, if that happens, where are the Democratic Congress people going to get their money? I mean, think about it. Under socialism, you're not going to have the kind of millionaires you have now. Only the elite will have bucks, and only, you know, pseudo-royalty will have the money. Wanting to know if people who support socialism had ever heard from people who suffered under it, Campus Reform went out to check out what was going on campuses across, you know, D.C. and Virginia. It was clear after a while that the Venezuelans in attendance were horrified by the idea of bringing socialism to the United States. Now, the question was asked, what's your message to those who want socialism here? And most of the answers were very simple, and they were three words. You don't want it. I love it. I think it's wonderful. I think these kids, see, this is, I've said this before, go live in it. No, really, go live in it. Offer, I don't know, maybe it's a government. Offer Venezuela some money to take these kids in for a little while. We'll protect them. Let them live under socialism. Let them see what it's truly like to have the government take care of you as you have to kill your family pet before you starve to death. Just saying. Right? And it doesn't, and it really, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. They're going to talk to these kids. I'm going to play the clip for you in a second, and I'm guessing because I don't know for sure. But they're going to talk to these kids, or the kids are going to talk to the Venezuelans, and it's not going to change them at all, because what we always hear is they didn't do it right. They didn't do socialism right. So these young kids who've never been involved in socialism, know anything about it, are going to tell the Venezuelans or people that live it, that are in it every day, what's right and what's wrong when it comes to socialism. Did anybody else find that interesting at best. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me see. Should I start? I guess I could start that. I could get that rolling. And again, I love this stuff. And the reason I love it so much is because I think people are fooling themselves if they really believe that socialism is going to fix everything. Socialism is the way to go. Now you're going to have to wait until after the break. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, send me an email. No, sincerely, send me an email. Let me know the stories you want to stories you want me to chase down, right? Some of the issues you may want me to deal with. But in the subject line of the email, please put in there, a capital TRS, so I know you're not trying to sell me something. I know that you want to question. Now, some of you have heard this a million times, and even though you've heard it, anybody want to guess what I still get on a regular basis? Right. Okay, and then you send me an ask, you're going, how come you never answered it? Well, because you went to junk mail. And I really, whether you believe it or not, I don't want you to go to junk mail. I want you to have your say. Again, when we come back, you're going to hear from Venezuelans sending a message to Americans or American students on campus as to why they don't want socialism, why socialism is so bad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, joe@therealside.com. Listen, now when we go to break, while we're at break, call your friends, call your loved ones, send them an email, send them a message, send them a link to the show, get them over there. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump sounding upbeat about the bipartisan border security talks aimed at preventing another partial government shutdown.
We'll see what happens, but I certainly hear that they are working on something and both sides are moving along. We'll see what happens. We need border security. We have to have it. It's not an option.
A huge cloud looms over the top three Democrats in Virginia. The governor, Democrat Ralph Northam, accused of being in a picture showing a man in blackface standing with someone in a white KKK outfit. He denies it's him. The lieutenant governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, accused of sexual assault by a woman who claims he attacked her and forced her into a sex act. Fairfax admits to an encounter, but says it was consensual. And the Attorney General, Democrat Mark Herring, issuing an apology for wearing blackface at a party back in 1980. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, look. So recently on campus reform, they sent a reporter or somebody asked the kids or on campus what they thought of socialism. But then they got the idea to grab Venezuelans that would be able to tell the students truly what socialism is about. But I guarantee you that the students are so full of themselves in most cases that they know better than the people who actually lived it. What do you think? Anybody agree with me?
I'm Kevin Phillips of Campus Reform. With the rise in socialism around America, we're in Washington, D.C. today talking to actual victims of socialism from Venezuela about what their message would be to young people that would like to see socialist policies here in the United States. Let's see what they have to say. What would be your message to young people that think socialism would be a good idea here in America?
Look yourself in the mirror of Venezuela and Cuba. You do not ever want anyone, not even close to socialism, to come to this country.
That's because they didn't do it right. Come on, people.
People are eating from trash bags in the street. So how has socialism actually helped the country? From the perspective of people who lived through failed socialism, it's very hard to accomplish.
Yeah, I don't think any Venezuelan can really like socialism because we've seen it put in place very well.
It's not a game. It is not a game. It is not the route to go. It is not possible. It's not feasible. Don't fall for it.
It doesn't work the way the book says it works because we're humans and we have imperfections and socialism is too perfect to be true.
Check your history. Look at the news. Look at all the countries that have failed under a socialist government, like Cuba, like Venezuela.
In Venezuela, socialism doesn't work.
We've seen what happens when socialism kind of takes to the extreme.
Bernie Sanders.
Anybody else hear a theme here? There seems to be a common thread. Now, notice that nobody who actually has lived in it, not one person has said, hey, they just, you know what, we lived in it, and they didn't implement it properly, and that's why it didn't work. Not one.
Your enemy. Do not ever, ever get involved with this individual or any of the other socialists.
Bernie
Sanders. We also thought that this could never happen in our country. We had a balance of powers, we had democracy, and we elected our leaders.
People always talk about the Nazis and stuff like that, but nobody talks about the socialists.
You know, think about what she just said. The woman who lived there. She said, we never thought that was going to happen in our country because we had democracy. Right? We elected our leaders. We had democracy. You're watching our democracy erode on a regular basis. When I say that, I mean, look at the voting process and how corrupt it's become. You can't have people with IDs because, God forbid, we make somebody prove they have a right to vote. You know, it's funny. There's so many things you need an ID for, very important, but I guess not voting. But listen carefully to what these people are saying.
And communism, it has killed probably more people than Nazis did.
It's this big lie to people who are disadvantaged, and it just actually makes them worse off.
It means a lot to me that this administration is doing something more than just sanctions and just words.
The people from Venezuela.
Did you hear what she said? She was thankful to this administration. Not Oblamos. No, Trump's. But doesn't he hate foreigners? He hates women. He's racist to pretty much everybody but old white guys. And here's somebody who's very, very, very happy over what he's doing. Amazing.
We're very grateful with the United States, with this beautiful country, because they give you all the support right now in this critical situation.
Everyone's trying to paint it as if this is a U.S.-led thing, and it's for me, it's kind of an insult to the Venezuelan people who have been protesting for years. It's an insult.
Years. Hear it? Years. She's been protesting for years. They live it, people. They're in it. So I know there's no young people that listen to the show, but I want you to take this back. We'll put this link up on our website. You don't even have to go to campusreform.org. It's not that hard. It doesn't require brain surgery to get there. But go there and check it out and show your young people and say, you know, what is it you're not getting? These people live it. They're in it. They deal with it on a daily basis. What are you not getting?
To their agency.
I was born and raised in Venezuela. My parents are still in Venezuela. And I have seen the country basically just deteriorate.
In Venezuela, there's not food, medicine, education, nothing.
I left my home country 20 years ago because of this. And it's a gradual process over time. Little by little, power is taken away from the people.
Well, I was born in Venezuela, and I had to leave my country. I had to leave my family. I've been here in the States for 5, almost 6 years. I haven't seen my family in all of this time. Being so far away, not being able to help your own family kind of hurts. And the other thing about it is that not a lot of people are speaking about it.
I left my country 10 years ago, no seeing my family, no seeing my friends, leaving everything behind and start again. So I want the kids right now to be able to have a future in my country. People,
if socialism was so great, why do they come here? If we're so oppressive and we suck so much as a country, why do they keep coming here? And don't tell me they come here to change it, because they don't. A lot of them, not a majority of, I don't have that number, but quite a few suck off of this country they can't stand. Right? They go for entitlement programs. They go for benefits and other things that they have, and they haven't even been a taxpayer for any length of time. It's always quite interesting. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be nice if it started, right?
That they have hope to come back to our country and reconstruct it.
This is a beautiful country. It's the best of the world. It's the most powerful. And we didn't get there just with socialism or with socialism or anything close to that.
I'm Kevin Phillips with Campus Reform. Thanks so much for watching. If you want to donate to help us...
Head over to Campus Reform. Help them out. They do great work on school campuses all across the country. They bring information that you don't get anywhere else. Well, nobody's going to tell you about it. Nobody really wants you to know what's going on. Right? They don't want you to know what's going on those college campuses. They don't want you to know what your tax money is going to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I have to admonish some of you parents. You send your kids off to college, and you're all excited about it, which is a good thing. Yeah, sure, your kid made it to college, whether you're paying for it or they got a grant, whatever. And you do it, and you kind of then forget about them, which I don't understand at all. Because they're going to be dealing with things they've never dealt with before. Some of them are looking to get away from home, single party and stuff, okay, whatever. But some of them, they've never had to deal with this before. They don't understand what's awaiting them or what could be awaiting them. Right? If you want to send me an email, it's joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you head up to the website, a couple things you can do up there. You can buy a mug. That would be really nice. You can buy a shirt. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. The other things you can do is, you know, read the articles. Comment on the articles. The one I'd love you to do, though, is the donate button, the top right-hand side. Click on the donate button. Right? Really that simple. Click on the donate button. One time of $5, monthly of $5, one time of $5,000, monthly of $5,000, all that would be great. What are you laughing for? You don't get if you don't ask, right? Okay, anyway. You know, somebody might feel bad and send 50. I don't know. Whatever.
God bless them.
Right? There you go. That's right. If you send $5,000, I'll send you 100 coffee mugs. How's that? You can give them out to friends and hated people. But no, seriously. I mean, head up there. We get traffic to the websites. One of the ways that we start getting sponsors on. Read the stories. Comment on the stories. Seriously, get involved. Get engaged. Get active. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
I will never stop saying it.
Well, the eagles been flying slow, and the flags been flying low.
You can't get more Americana than Charlie the Daniels. Seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And you know, get involved, get engaged. Right? Pay attention. We were talking about this earlier. Pay attention to what's going on in and around your community, in and around your schools, in and around your city. And engage where you can, engage where you need to. And when you see tomfoolery going on around you with the city trying to do certain things or the county or your school boards, engage. Let them know you're not happy about it. Let them know that this is not right, whatever the this is. You know, this story's, you know, a day or two old. But I believe it, I feel... You know, it's about me, so I feel it's one we need to come back around to because it flies right in the face of what I've been saying for so long. And I know I don't have that many people on the left listening to the show, but you have friends on the left. You have questions you need to start asking your friends on the left. The Senate Dems, now, I am sure there was a few things in this bill that were bad or that the Democrats felt didn't need to be in there. And my irritant when it comes to bills in the Senate and in Congress, that they always throw a whole bunch of wasted stuff in there that you don't need. How about just a clean bill? But the Senate did block, our Senate Democrats blocked an anti-infanticide bill. And they keep telling you that's not what it is. That, you know, it's the doctor and the woman will decide whether her life is in danger and whether they can take the life of the baby. The problem is it used to be three doctors had to decide that late in the pregnancy. I mean, we're having abortions now that are performed by physician's assistants or in some cases nurses. When remember what the originally what this was supposed to be all about, right? Safe and rare. They'd have access to a doctor to perform an abortion. Senator Ben Sasse and his Republican colleagues didn't receive the unanimous consent that they were looking for in legislation that would have outlawed infanticide. Democrats in Washington, especially Patty Murray, blocked the Born Alive Abortion Survivor Act. It would have given infants who survived the abortion medical care and protection under the law. You know, guys, I know some of you don't agree with me because I get the emails. But I've now come to the conclusion, or I've now decided, that when it comes to selecting an official, thinking about an official, who am I willing to get behind? If they won't protect innocent life, I'm not supporting them. You know what I mean by that? I mean, if you have to, you think about something. You've seen the pictures of those babies. I made the mistake, I think it was yesterday or last night, watching a video where a doctor was cleaning out a tray with baby parts in it from an abortion he had just performed. Because he was making sure, A, that he got everything, and B, wanted to make sure the parts were separated properly so he could sell them. Now, the sad part about this is that the people who take these videos, now that one was actually taken by the doctor, but people who take these kind of videos to use them for legal reasons will get in trouble, and usually the law goes after the person who took the video, not the one who's actually breaking the law, which is just as crazy. And whether you believe in abortion or not, do you believe in selling baby parts? I would love to know. Murray argued that legislation was not necessary because the laws on the books that already prohibit infanticide, this is not new, right? Don't they always pass laws for, you know, like the gun show loophole? Give me a break. When it comes to our Second Amendment rights, they want to pass law on top of law on top of law of laws that have already been passed or there's laws that already cover certain things. She goes on to say, and it's a gross misrepresentation with the actual language of the bill. After her objection, Republican Senator John Ernst of Iowa lamented that the Senate can no longer unanimously condemn murder. He said, there's nothing great, there's nothing moral, even humane about the discussion that we have before us today, he said. Over the past week, we've witnessed absolutely ugly truths about the far-reaching grasp of abortion industry. See, first of all, think about how cold and crass you have to be part of that to begin with. You're not providing a service for anybody. You're providing a killing service is what you're doing. And you try to make it sound so righteous. And then you've even found some whacktoid priests, pastors, and men of clergy, or men of the cloth, that say that Jesus would approve of abortion. Right. The life giver of the universe, the only one who should have a right to take a life, would be good with the fact that you're taking the lives that he's sending here. Now, I know none of you will do this, but I wish one of you on the left that caught wind of this would go out to some left-leaning lunatic site and let people... let them see this kind of thing. Ask them these questions. And you could tell lately on the show, this stuff has been driving me nuts. Because nobody will talk about it. Us old white guys won't talk about it because we have no right to. No, we have every right to. Politicians, they defend aborting a child. Even while a woman's in labor. It's a decision. What do they say? It's a decision between her and her doctor. It used to be a decision between her and three doctors that far along. But I'd like one of these people to sit next to me and look at a picture of the baby at that week, 38, 39, or 40. Tell me that isn't a human. And if you say it's a human and you can kill it, then you're playing God, are you not? At that point, you've got total control of that kid's life. Yes, that child's life. It's horrifying to think that you're good with this. I mean, and I truly mean horrifying. Now, SAS introduced the legislation after Democrat Virginia Governor Ralph Northam remarks defending a late-term abortions in his state. And I love that some of these people that come up, the Democrats will say, well, the states already have laws against these. The states already have laws to deal with this. Well, the states already had laws to deal with same-sex marriage. What's the problem? Why do you have to go to the federal level? States already have laws to deal with it. What's the problem? He says, I hope that none of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle invent any reasons to block this request today. McConnell went on to say that would make quite a disturbing statement if they do inexplicitly block Senator Sass's effort. I can assure them that this will not be the last time we try to ensure that all newborns are afforded the fundamental, you know, and 80%. I think it's closer to 90, actually, but the last one I saw was 80, but I've heard people say 90. Of Americans, Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives, do not agree with abortion at the point of delivery or just before delivery. You saw those memes that were going back and forth that said, boy, thank God I was born at 12:01 because at 12:03 I could have been killed. And let that sink in. What does that really mean? If we don't stick up for these kids, who's going to do it? If we don't sit there and pound the pavement, who else is going to do this? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How many of you knew that when Gladys Knight last week, she's 74 years old. Did you know that? 74 up there belting it out. Doesn't she? I say that because who's that little weasel over there at CNN, Don Lemon? Don Lemon blasted her. Now, here's the other thing I think is really funny, and I'm talking to some of my black friends about this. Here you have this young black guy who may or may not know the fight it took to get the freedoms that he has for him to be a main anchor at CNN. Gladys Knight knows what that's like. At 74, she is well aware of the aggravation of plight and the injustices that were committed on the black community. Lemon, not so much. And he went off on her for singing the national anthem. And she sung it beautifully, right? She did a great job. Some of you heard it. Lemon went on to let her have it because she wouldn't participate in Kaepernick's boycott. You know, buddy up next to him, be with him. And the response she gave him would have floored anybody. Guess what? You'll have to go to the website to see it. TheRealSide.com is TheRealSide.com. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hey, guys, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Appreciate your time. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day.